Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. If you can please daven for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito ben Sewell, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Fager Bracha, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Carmen ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Boch Bendor Bennet ben Sewell, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yehudit Bat Wina, Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Yisrael Ben Vina Wachel, Moshe Yehuda Ben Yehudit, yes, if you can please dive in for all those holy, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Daphna Bracha Zahava Bas Fegaleya. Can please down for all those cholim. Some of them are very, very sick. If you can also down for that, the Katina virus should not hit Eretz Yisrael, of course, and that should not hit any of us anywhere around the world. You know, we should all be safe. Hashem should protect all of us. And if you can also down for that, the economy, the stock market should start going up and up. The economy should start rising, so people don't start losing their jobs. So if you can please daven, the stock market and the economy should start rising. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Truma. So it's a Kechuli Truma. So Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, why it says Kechuli, take from me? Zuck Rav Aaron Cutler, because when you give tzedakah, you're really taken. When you're giving tzedakah, you're really taken. You know, on different shot, like Rabbi Gluck, who's from Ballpark, he said, what are you taking? You're taking brachos, you're taking zechus and merit in shemayim, but you're taking when you're giving. The Al Sheikh HaKadosh said different shot. Same thing on Kuchul, you're taking, but he says, in Gemara Kedushin, it says, like, let's say a woman is getting engaged to a very important person. You know, let's say you're getting engaged to, let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, a very important person. So, and there's a halacha that, you know, that the husband-to-be has to give his wife-to-be, you know, we hold today kesef for shtar, you know, give a ring or something to Mekadisha. But it says by very important people, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when the woman gives to him, it's as if she's taken. You know, when she gives to him a present in order to do the kedushin, is as if she's taken. So Abshat Kechuli Truma, Zakta Al Sheikh HaKadosh. When a Jew is giving Truma in order to build the Mishkan, in order to build the house of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're really taking. Kechuli, you're taking. Then it's a Kechuli Truma. So Rabbi Unger, he's a vision of Tzachasid from Mansi. He said another beautiful Rabbi Unger. Truma, you take out the mem, that's Torah. Rabbi Unger said, today we don't have Truma anymore. We don't have the Mishkan. Yes, we have Truma in the sense that we give the money to Tzedakah, but we don't have real Truma going to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Truma of today? Torah. So what's the mem for? So mem for, he says, either Abim Yom, you know, 40 days, 40 nights, we got the Torah. Or Rabbi Unger said, mem stands for Moshe and Malach. So the Walag just added on, because when a Jew gives Truma, sorry, when a Jew learns and lives Torah, when a Jew learns and lives Torah, they become like Moshe Rabbeinu. They become a Malach Hashem. Then Moshe Shore from Lakewood said different shot. In the word Truma is lifting up. If you look Tareim, you can spell in the word Truma Hareim, lifting up. So Hashkadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is telling us, please, Christ, or please, Jewish people, when you give Truma, you're lifting me up. You're giving me a lot of nachas that you're giving. Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said another beautiful word. He said, you know, the mitzvah of Truma Hashem says, please give Chuma, and Hashem does not tell us the reason why. And Psukim later, Hashem says, I'm going to use that Chuma to build the Mishkan. So when Moshe finds his Zatzal, said, this is an important Musa message from us, for us. I mean, that's I know Moshe Feinstein say Musa message, but I inferred it from the one Moshe Feinstein I learned. He said the pshat is, let's say Reuven, you know, tells Shimon, here, I'm giving you $10,000, could you please watch it? And a month later, Reuven comes and asks Shimon, can I please have my $10,000? So Shimon can't tell Reuven, that's my money. Because we know it's Reuven's money. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, same thing. All the money we have in this world is all of Hashem's. The money we have is all from Hashem, and it all belongs to Hashem. We're just watching His money, but it's all Hashem's money. So when Hashem said Kechuli Truma, when Hashem said, "Please give me back my money," we have to give it back to Him because it's really His money. We can't own His money; it's His money. One, you know, that's why when Moshe finds this out, that's why Hashem said Kechuli Truma. Did not tell us why. Because Hashem is giving us, telling us, teaching us a lesson that all the money in this world is really from Hashem. Then it says, then why Baruch Numa, why Baruch Numa quoted Vashlomo Zalman Zev, Vashlomo Zalman Zev. I think he said the Maggid of Vilna, said another beautiful pshat. Kechuli Chuma, so Li, Rashi says, what's Li? Lishmi, for my name. So what pshat? So Vashlomo Zalman Zev said in Parshas Naso, we know that first it talks about the lachas of Chuma and Maser, and then it goes on to lachas of a sota, you know, where someone accused their wife of having, you know, immoral behavior. So it says, if you don't want to bring Chuma and Maser, to the Kohen, Hashem's going to make it that you have to go to the Kohen anyway. Because why? Because you're going to suspect your wife of being a sota. And therefore you're going to have to go to the Kohen. But we know when a wife is suspected of immoral behavior, you know, we write a whole cloth, and in it we put Hashem's name, and the Hashem's name is erased in order to make peace, in order to show the wife did nothing wrong. So that's what Hashem said. Kechuli Chuma Lishmi. Shlomo Zalman Zev said, Hashem saying, give Chuma for the sake of my name. Please, Kleiso, please, Jewish people, give Chuma for my name that it doesn't get erased. The Walag said, Dipsha, Kechuli Chuma. When you give Chuma, Kechuli, take the eye out. Take the pompousness, take the gaiva out when you give Chuma. Just give it because you want to serve Hashem. And then the Walag said, Dipsha, Kechuli Chuma, Kol Ish V'ish, Ashe Yidvenu Libo. So why it says Kol Ish V'ish? Why it says Ish V'ish? Why say Kol? Why does it say every? It says Ish V'ish. Go to anyone who has a big heart, a given heart. Why it says Kol? So Walag said, what Hashem is telling us about Klal Yisrael, what Hashem is telling us about Bnei Yisrael, that every Jew wants to give. Every Jew wants to donate his or her money to the building of the Mishkan. Every Jew is a giver. That's why I said, Kol Ish V'ish. Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, speak to Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Yidden, speak to the Jewish people. Tell them that anyone wants to donate should donate. But Hashem saying, Moshe, but everyone's going to want to donate. That's why I call Ish V'ish. Then Rabbi Label Katz, I believe he's a Rosh Shiva of a yeshiva in Brooklyn, he said, Label Katz said, we know the Mishkan was never destroyed. Why wasn't the Mishkan ever destroyed? Zakwa Label Katz, because every Jew who gave to the Mishkan gave it out of a willing heart, gave it out of a yedinvenu lev. He gave it out of a big heart. Every Jew that gave to the Mishkan gave it out of a big heart, and therefore Hashem cannot destroy the Mishkan. Then what Moshe Shor said, the beams of the Mishkan, were built, the Medrash said they were built out of cedar, Erez. And we know, and I think maybe the Medrash said, but the cedar tree or the Erez is a very strong tree. And it was only done, it was only built for the Mishkan, and I think the Beis HaMikdash. So what Moshe Shor said, what's the pshat of that Medrash? Because it's teaching us for Kedusha, for holy items, holy places like the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, or shuls, or in our shuls, seminary, kolos, yeshivas, you have to be strong. You have to stand up and defend and be strong for Kedusha items. Otherwise, you always have to be soft. But for Kedusha items, you always have to be strong. Then the Al Shech HaKodesh said, the Mizbeach was made out of Nechoshet. And the choshet is copper, and copper was a strong material, and it can never melt. So Zakta Al Shech, why was the Mizbeach made out of a strong item? because someone who's bringing a korban, someone who's bringing a sacrifice, is doing because they did an aveira, because they sinned. So therefore, if we're telling the person, be strong like Nechoshes. Be a strong person and bring a korban. Admit you made a mistake. Bring a korban for kapala, for atonement. Be strong like Nechoshes. Then, Rav Reuven Gazovsky said another beautiful vort. He said Ramati Zilba. Ramati Zilba Shlita. He's a Chechen Rebbe from Boa Park. He said another beautiful shot. He said the Aron Kodesh is made up of gold, wood, and gold. And the word Zahav, the numerical value of Zahav is 14. That's a yad. Yad is 14. So Amati Zilba said you have a right hand, which is chesed, which is kindness. You have a left hand, which is din. And then what Amati Zilba Shlita said in the Kohelis is 14 times it mentioned chesed, and 14 times it mentioned din. So he said that's why you have two gold, two Zahav, 14 and 14 in the Aron Kodesh, but the middle is wood. What's wood? Eitz Chaim, Toiwa. You have to cling to Toiwa during good times and during challenging times. You always have to cling to the Toiwa. And when you do that, then you'll be holding on to the Luchas in the Kaddish Kedoshim with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, with Hashem. I just say it on with Hashem, but I think that's what Mati Zoba means. But I just say that you'll be holding on to Luchas with Hashem. I believe Moshe Feinstein said this word. He said, when you open up a Gemara or a Mishnah Berurah, Messius Yesharim or a Chafetz Chaim, you're so excited. Wow, I'm learning Torah that Moshe got a Har Sinai from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's gold. But then you start hitting bumps, you start getting stuck on items, you can't get past it. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, push yourself. You'll get past the wood, and you'll get back to the gold. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. A beautiful new month, you know, beautiful Adar. I'll tell you an incredible story I heard, and then I'll tell you the halachas. Well, Moshe Weinberger, you know, he's a rabbi of Eish Kodesh in Five Towns. His father was in Auschwitz, and his father never missed one day on putting on tefillin. He never missed one day on putting on tefillin, and I think there were times he had to wrap it around his leg, his leg, so the Nazis, Yimach Shmo, wouldn't see it. And my father just said on, his legs must have been very skinny. Don't forget the Nazis, Yimach Shmo, didn't give them much food. And how much pain it must have been for him with the tefillin hitting him while he's working. But he was so determined to put on tefillin. Okay, we're now going to tell you two halachic words. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rav Ari Marcus lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's connected to Eishet Yerushalayim. He said you can practice Megillah from a klaf. You can practice Megillah from a klaf in your house on Shabbos. You can take a Megillah of klaf and practice it in your house on Shabbos. Not a problem at all. Then Rav Ari Marcus called Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal. He said for Matanos Le'evyonim, on Purim you have to give a gift to the poor. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal said you can give even a check. You can give a check to a poor person even on Purim. That can be considered your Matanos Levionim. Obviously, you have to make sure your check doesn't bounce. But if it's a good check, you can give it to a poor person even on Purim and mikaim your Matanos Levionim. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.